Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this time that we have together. And Father, we welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit here tonight. Father, we thank you for your word and the living word being revealed to us. Hallelujah. And may it change our lives forever. Glory to your name. May we not just be hearers, Lord, but be doers of your word. And may we get this word into our hearts, Father. May it dwell on the inside, alive, active, powerful, on the inside of us. Glory to your name. And I thank you, Father, for the privilege and the honor of ministering your word here this evening. And Father, we'll give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, last Wednesday, I ministered to you on the subject of staying focused in our times. And I don't know if you realize it or not, but we're living in peculiar times, and I could go all night just talking about our times that we're living in now and comparing it to times past. And one thing is very, very clear, which is that we are living in the last days. I believe that we're living in the last of the last days. And let me tell you something. I certainly hope that you don't get tired of hearing me or anyone else say that we are living in the last days, because we understand that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and we as human beings need to hear things over and over and over again to keep them alive on the inside of us. You hear me? Amen. Because if you don't, they'll slip. They'll slip. And guess what? When the word slips, guess what else happened? We slip. When the word slip, let me say it this way. When we allow the word to slip, then we slip. Amen. So it's a constant reminder, it should be a constant reminder, that we may stay alert and be ready. As a matter of fact, we need to be ready for anything and everything. Let me say that again. We need, as children of God, we need to be ready for anything and everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want to read again in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, like I did before. In verse 1 says, "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind." How many of you know you can be shaken? Amen. The Apostle Paul here was writing to Christians. He wasn't writing to unbelievers. He was writing to spirit-filled Christians. And he was telling them not to. Matter of fact, let me back up. Let me read verse 1 again. It says, "Now who? Brethren." And that includes the sistering. Amen. "Now brethren." Or he could have said, "Now children of God." Or "Now saints of God." Okay? He says, "Now brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind are troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had already come. Now, I talked a little bit at length about this last week, so I won't do that this week. But what I'm telling you is there are things that will periodically come down the pipe, things that you hear, things that you see, things that you experience, that if we are not careful and if we are not well grounded, it can shake us. It can shake us. Fear can come in. Amen. And guess what? When we open the door to fear, guess what don't work very well? Our faith. Amen. Our faith and our confidence. Amen. Praise God. As a matter of fact, let me see if I remember this correctly. I think this is, I guess, somewhat of an acronym, or it says on the word fear. False evidence appearing real. Anybody ever heard that before? Amen. False evidence appearing real. And we're told not to fear. The Word of God tells us not to fear. Amen. And the Apostle Paul was letting these believers know, wait a minute, you've heard some things, you and so forth, and you've received some letters and so forth. But hold up, brethren, hold up. Don't be shaken in mind. Don't let these things get to you. Amen. Amen. You know, they're saying things now. If you listen. If you listen to some folks, whether it's in the media or just talking to folks, you would feel like your future weren't very bright. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Well, I'm here to tell you we have a bright future. We have a great future. Amen. And Jesus Christ will never fall off the throne. And he will never be taken off the throne. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. So anyway, whatever you do, listen to me good. Don't allow things to shake you up. Jesus told us men ought to always do what? Pray. And not faint or lose heart. And I know I've dealt with this a lot, but I know what's going on in the hearts and minds of a lot of believers. Thank God, not all believers. But there's a lot of believers today are very troubled. Many of them, hearts failing them because of what they see going on in the world. Amen. Don't you let the devil kill you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Let me say that again. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. All right. Glory to God. All right. Turn in your Bibles again to Isaiah chapter 26. We went there last week as well. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 26. And in Isaiah chapter 26, I read to you verse 3 and 4. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Amen. Trust in the Lord forever. Trust in the Lord forever. And the King James Version says it this way, for in Jehovah, the Lord is everlasting strength. Glory to God. I said glory to God. And we talked about the fact that the word perfect and the word peace had the same Hebrew word, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Peace, peace. Perfect peace. That's the way we should be living. That's the way we should be living. Amen. Hallelujah. And I didn't even have this in my notes last week, but the Spirit of God prompted me to take you to Proverbs chapter 4. So let's go back there again. Proverbs chapter 4. I want you to know that your heart, not the blood pump, okay? Not the blood pump, not the organ in your chest. Now that organ is important, okay? If it stopped ticking, we stop ticking. Amen. Your physical heart is very, very, very important to the body. It's important to us because without it, we cannot live. Amen. Isn't it amazing, though, that the Bible refers to the spirit man also as the heart, not the physical heart, but the spiritual heart. Amen? Amen. When the Bible talks about the heart, it's talking about the spirit man. Or another way of saying it is the inner man. The inner man. The Bible said we're spirit, we're soul, and we're body. We are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in our body. Amen? Amen. Our body one day will be no more. In other words, one or two things will happen. We'll die and the body will decay, or we will be changed at the coming of the Lord. Either way, the body is not going to remain in the same state that it is in right now. Amen? Because this body here that I have and you have is not an eternal body. This is a temporary body. This is a temporary house. We weren't made to live in this house forever and ever. This is a temporary house. That's the reason it gets old. You know, that's the reason, as year after year after year, it gets older and older and older. And after a while, the body just says, I'm too old for this. I can't do this no more. You're going to have to find you somewhere else to live. Glory to God. So, but the Bible refers to another part of us, which is the spiritual man, and that's the eternal part of us. Our spirits are eternal. Hallelujah. Amen. Our spirits will always live forever. If you're born again, your spirit will live forever with the Lord. Amen. If you're born again, you will forever live with the Lord. Your soul will forever live with the Lord if you're born again. Now, of course, sad to say, though, if you're not born again, your spirit's still going to exist. It's not going to cease to exist. You know, it's going to exist in torment. Now, I know some folk don't like hearing that, but that's the Bible. I got to preach what the Bible says. Amen. Amen. I got to preach to you what the Bible says. But the spirit man is very, very important. So having said all of that, here's what I'm getting at. We must do everything that we can to protect the spirit man. Amen? All right, Proverbs chapter 4. You should be there by now, right? Listen to what it says. I read it last week, but I want to read it to you again. It says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear. This is verse 20, Proverbs 4, verse 20. Incline your ear to my sayings. Now listen to what it says. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them where? Keep them where? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you know that when you hear the word of God, of course, you hear it with your ears. I call it the ear gate. You hear it with your ears, but it is not supposed to just remain head knowledge. We're supposed to allow the word of God to get down on the inside of us. Another way of saying it is getting it into the spirit man or getting it into the heart. Amen. It says, verse 21, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Keep the word of God in the midst of your heart. Don't let it out. Hallelujah. And why is that? Why is that? It tells us, verse 22, for they are life to those who find them, and what else? For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Another way of saying that is medicine. Medicine. Health. Medicine. The word of God is medicine to all of your flesh. But guess where you got to get it? You got to get it on the inside of you. It's got to be on the inside of you. That's when it will work for you. Are you hearing me? Amen. That's when it will work for you. When you hear the word of God, you believe the word of God, and you receive the word of God on the inside of you. And anytime you face anything that is contrary in your life, guess what happened? The word of God that's been deposited on the inside of you will come up out of you. Anybody ever had that happen? Glory to God. Sometimes verses will come up out of you. You didn't even know you knew. But it couldn't come up out of you if it hadn't been previously deposited there. All of us need to be a walking word bank. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right? So it says the word for the verse 22, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. And listen at verse 23. Verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence. Another word for keep is guard. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Let me say it this way. Out of your heart springs life, if the word of God's in there. If the word of God's in there, out of your heart springs life. That's the reason, listen to me. That's the reason we have to be careful about what we hear. We have to be careful about what we hear. We need to be careful about who we listen to. You ever been with someone, maybe it's a fellow believer, and maybe you were visiting together, but after you left, you felt worse than you did before the visit? Anybody? We don't know who you're talking about. Let me see your hand. You know, because that person was so negative. So negative, so fearful, that when you left them, you felt worse than you did before you met and got together. So you have to go home and pray. You have to go home and read your Bible. You have to go home and build your faith back up again. Amen. Amen. So why? Because you're guarding your heart. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. I don't listen to any and everything. I don't listen to any and everybody. I don't think I'm better than anybody. You hear me? Please understand that. I know I'm not. I'm not better than in anyone else. But I've got to protect what's on the inside of me. I got to protect the Word of God on the inside of me. Someone always talking doom and gloom. I don't want to hear that stuff. Tell me what the Bible says. Tell me what God is saying. No, I'm not dodging facts. Facts are facts. But the Word of God is truth. Amen. And Jesus said, we shall know what? The truth, and the truth would do what? Make us free. Amen. I like what the writer said. I believe it was David that said, I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Glory to God. Do you know he was making a choice right there? Things were going on all sides. He was being challenged. Things were just happening, and he was just being challenged on all sides. But he knew his God. You hear me? He knew his God, and he knew the word of his God. Amen? And he made a declaration, I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. In other words, what he was saying is, I will not die premature death. Now, we know David eventually died, right? Amen. He's not still on earth. He eventually died. But what he was saying is, I will not die a premature death. I'm going to do the works of the Lord. I'm going to do what God called me to do before I leave this earth. And I'm going to tell you something. When we are spiritual people, have been full of the Word of God and continuously feeding on the Word of God, you can know on the inside, it's not my time yet. It's not my time yet. And I make a declaration of life, living and not dying, declaring the works of the Lord. Now, I know what some folks thinking. Well, you know, preacher, I know such and such, and you know, and they said this, and they said that, yeah, and they died. Well, you know what? That's none of my business. That's none of my business. That's between them and God. Amen. 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 You know, people ask all the time sometimes, why did such and such die? You know, they were such good people. They loved the Lord and all of this. Why did they die? I don't know. But that's between them and the Lord. But you know what? I've got to work on me. Y'all hear me? I've got to work on me. You got to work on you. And sometimes we all know that sometimes people die early because of bad decisions they've made. Bad decisions. They've made bad decisions when it comes to their bodies. Bad decisions when it comes to their lifestyle. And we could go on and on and on. But you know, if you're going to live by the word, you're going to correct some of those things, right?
Amen.
You hear me? Amen? If you're going to live by the word, you're going to make a correction where it's necessary. I'm not going to be crazy, stupid. Well, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And I want to prove to you that the Lord's word is true. Watch, you see that big truck coming? I'm going to jump out in front of it. Kaplunk. Well, I proclaimed the word of God, but what else did I do? I did something stupid. I tempted God. I tempted God. Jesus refused to be tempted by the devil. He didn't jump off the pinnacle of the temple to see if it hurt. Just because the devil told him to do it, he could have, and probably would have, committed suicide. But Jesus says, I do what I see my Father do. I say what I hear my Father say. In other words, Jesus Christ, listen to this, Jesus Christ lived by the word of God. Listen to this. Jesus Christ himself said, there are times that they tried to kill him and stone him and whatever, throw him off cliff, whatever, and Jesus would just disappear. It would say things like, it wasn't his time. You still here? It wasn't his time. Jesus had a time. Jesus had a time. There was a time that he was going to the cross. You hear me? There was an appointed time that he would go to the cross. And he would not allow the devil to take his life prematurely. But he walked in the will of his Father. Y'all still hear you? You're gone already. He walked in the will of his Father. He did the will of his Father. His Father had a purpose for his life. And that purpose was to go to Calvary's cross and die for you and me. Oh, I'm so glad he fulfilled his purpose to the fullest. Not leaving anything out. Praise God. I said, praise God. And we need to live today like we know we have a purpose. Yeah, we need to live like we know God has a purpose for our life. Even if you don't know what that purpose is, make sure that you live like you know you got one. So you guard your heart. You deposit the word of God into your heart on the inside of you. You deposit the things of God on the inside of you. And you ponder those things. You speak those things. You think those things. You act according to those things. You react according to those things that are deposited on the inside of you. Amen. Can I get another amen on that? Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in him, Jesus Christ, in him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Praise God. You still here? So, and I know I covered this last week, but I wanted to touch on it again. My goodness, time just seemed to fly when you're having fun, don't it? Amen. But it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. The New Living Translation says it this way, verse 23. Guard your heart above all else, for it, listen to this, this New Living Translation. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Amen. Be careful what you let on the inside of you. I won't read the whole verse, but referring to the heart, the Passion Translation says it this way. From there, referring to the heart, flows the wellspring of life. Our ministry is called the Word of Life. The Word gives life. When you hear the Word of God and you get it on the inside of you, you have life on the inside of you. And that life springs up out of you. King James Version say issues of life. It's issued up out of us as we draw on it when we need it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So let me move on just a few more minutes before I let you go. And I told you last week that in staying focused, number one, we needed to live in the peace of God, and that's what we talked about. Number two, listen to this. We need to stay focused on God. Stay focused on God. Now go back to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. I'm back at verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind, look what it says. You will keep him in perfect peace. How does he do that? Whose mind is stayed on you. Whose mind is stayed on you. Listen, brothers and sisters, it don't matter what you face in life. One thing you must do, you must stay focused on God. Amen. Amen. You must keep your mind on Him. How do I do that, Pastor? Well, first of all, think about His love. You got to know that He loves you. You got to know that God loves you. Amen? Amen. Say, God loves me.
God loves me.
God loves me. God loves me. Because if you don't love yourself, it's hard to get anywhere. It's hard to move forward. Until you understand that God loves me, and because God loves me, I'm going to love me. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And oh, by the way, when you know that God loves you, when you know that God loves you, it's now easy for you to love someone else.
Amen.
Most hateful people don't think much of themselves. Amen. Don't fall for that trap. Don't fall for that trap. So keep your mind stayed on God. Keep your mind stayed on the fact that He loves you. Keep your mind stayed on His power, knowing that it doesn't matter what you're facing in life, you and God, excuse me, scratch that, delete that, God and you are a majority. Or God is a majority and you just hanging on.
Amen.
Our God is a powerful God. And it doesn't matter what I'm facing. In Him, I can get through this. In Him, I can defeat this. In Him and through Him, I can overcome this. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Stop trying to fight by yourself. Get God involved. You got to know that God is all powerful. So you can think on his love, think on his power. Oh, get this one here. You ready for this one? Are you ready for this one? Now, if you're not ready for this one, I'll just close the book and we'll go home. We ready? Think on his faithfulness. You hear me? Think on his faithfulness. God, say this, say, God is faithful to me. Amen. You that are watching the live stream, say, God is faithful to me. Come on, I can't hear you. Say, God is faithful to me. Don't worry about waking the baby. It'll go back to sleep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me, praise God, praise God, praise God. God is faithful. Let me go here. I want you to turn to the book of Lamentations, chapter 3. Lamentations, chapter 3. Hallelujah. Lamentations chapter 3. And I will close out here. Come on, say it again. God is faithful.
God is faithful.
Even when times are tough, God is faithful. God's faithful when I feel like it. God's faithful when I don't feel like it. God is just faithful. In Lamentations chapter 3, you know, the writer here was going through some things. And just like we do sometimes. But I like what he said. Listen at this. Listen at this. Hallelujah. I don't know where the cameraman is, but I think I'm about to walk off of it. Glory to God. Listen. Listen at this. I'm just trying to decide where I want to start. I don't want to read the whole chapter. But it's obvious the writer here has some issues, okay? But let's just pick it up at verse 21. Listen to what he says. He says, this I recall to my mind. Sometimes we need to recall some things. Amen. In other words, we need to remember some things. So he could have said it this way. This I remember. Therefore I have hope. Therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. You know what? You may be dealing with some things. You may be dealing with some things. But I want to tell you something. Through the Lord's mercies, you are not consumed. I like what it says, you know, we can go through the waters, but we won't be drowned. We can go through the fire, but we won't be burned. Are you still here?
Amen.
Amen. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Listen at this. They are new every morning. You hear me? They are new every morning. Finished verse 23. Say it again.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Amen. Now the King James Version says, great is thy faithfulness. I have the New King James here, which says, great is your faithfulness. It means the same thing. Amen. Amen. Great is your faithfulness. Verse 24, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. I tell you what, we got to guard that heart of ours, and we got to not only be careful what we listen to, we got to be careful what we say. The writer says, my soul, therefore, the writer says, the Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him. Glory to God. The Lord is good. Say, the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that we should hope and wait what? Quietly for the salvation of the Lord. What do you mean quietly? Not griping and complaining and talking to everybody about your problems, but quietly waiting before the Lord. Bible says those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles. They'll walk and not faint, run and not be weary. Glory to God. I'm closing, but guard your heart. Watch what you say. Amen. Say what God says about you. Amen. Don't argue with God. You say what God says about you. Because great is his faithfulness. So one of the things we want to focus on is God's faithfulness. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we know that your word will not return to you void. Hallelujah, but it will work in our lives.